Hello and welcome to Asians Represent. I'm Daniel Kwan.
And I'm Agatha Chang.
And we're your hosts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, today's episode is about the show. This is the pilot episode. This is episode zero of Asians Represent. And we just kind of want to talk about what we wanted to do with this series, what our intentions are going into the show, and what we want to do with it.
Yeah, who are we?
Yeah, who are we? Do you want to start with yourself?
Yeah, I'm Agatha, like I said, and I have been gaming, let's see, actually not for very long, for about 3 years. I've taken a dive in ever since first playing 4th edition D&D with my boyfriend's parents, but...
Wait, what?
Yep, it was... Actually, it was just his dad, and it was the most awkward experience.
So it was just like the three of you?
No, it was like with him and his siblings, and they were all in Bermuda while I was Skyping in. I don't recommend this if you ever want to game with people.
Is this still the current boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously it went well.
Uh-huh, it's real love. yeah, so I have a background in English lit, and in playing all these games, I'm like, yes, I see all these Asian themes. And then sometimes you see like an Asian creator, like in the credit section of games, but you don't really hear Asian people talking about them, right?
Yeah. And you don't see Asian people on the covers usually.
No.
They're usually always just like consulted.
Yeah, that's true.
Or just never consulted.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So you started playing 4th edition 3 years ago with your boyfriend and his family via Skype while they were south of here.
Yes. Yes.
Because we are based in Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't think we have to say Toronto, Canada. I don't know if there's another Toronto anywhere else.
I don't think so.
Because in the States, there's like 3 Clevelands, 5 Springfields.
Yeah.
And several Portlands.
Yeah. If we were to say that we're recording in London, we would have to say London, Ontario.
But we're not.
No, we're Toronto. T dot.
Yeah. The six.
That's where it's at. Yeah. So I'm not sure what else to say. I am involved with the Toronto area gamers. I'm active in this community. And I am also an active member of the Gauntlet, which is like an online gaming community. So
a big online gaming community.
Yeah, it's really robust. So go check it out if you want.
Yeah.
But it's so I've been playing a lot of games, and I feel like I want to bring all of this experience to...
And enthusiasm. So right now, Agatha, she was just looking at my cat, Marla. Marla is my, I'm going to say 14-year-old. I adopted her when she was old. 14-year-old obese tabby. She's real sassy.
Yeah, she's cute. She just keeps, she likes to dive into your bag. And my bag is beside my foot. So
yeah, it's a little bit of a distraction. You know, it's all good though.
Yeah. What about you, Daniel? Tell us about all your amazing creds.
Oh, geez.
Hit us with it.
Well, I've been playing RPGs since 1999.
Okay, all right. Okay, I see how it is.
I've been playing RPGs since 1999, starting with D&D 3rd edition. 3rd edition? Or 8? No, played some 2nd edition AD&D. Got really into 3.5 when I kind of came into my own as a teenager.
Okay.
and since then, I play a lot of RPGs. My shelves here are just jammed packed, and this pile behind me is actually my Gen Con haul.
Oh yeah, it's impressive.
It's I'm really excited about it. We'll talk about Gen Con later, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been playing RPGs for a long time. I work with them for a living now. I use RPGs to teach teens social skills, history, and science at the Royal Ontario Museum. But I'm also kind of like a fledgling designer. I started a really small press publishing sort of company with my pals called Dundas West Games. That's like the hood we're in right now, Dundas West.
Yeah, in Toronto.
In Toronto. And we're just about to, actually, you'll be the first one to see this. This is our first, like, micro RPG.
Oh, nice.
Zany Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Madagascar, the movie, the RPG, but in, like, a zoo brochure. But we're going to publish our first big game. We're going to kickstart it in November. It's called Ross Rifles. It's like a World War I Canadian RPG.
Yeah. And it has Asians in
it. And it has Asians in it, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to write it, because I wanted to kind of undermine and kind of complicate, you know, our local understanding of what it means to be a Canadian soldier in World War I, but also like tell stories about Asians.
Yes.
But I think we're both like equally qualified to like do this show.
We are definitely both Asians.
We're definitely both Asian. But we're also like involved in our community in like really different ways.
Yeah, that's true.
And we both have different experiences being Asian in gaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for the record, we are both East Asian. I am Taiwanese.
Yeah. And I'm basically Southern Chinese.
Mm, that's fair. So we are taking with us a very particular background as well. So this is by no means conclusive. And we are going to try to be as inclusive as possible in getting Asians of all backgrounds, all parts of Asia onto our podcast so that we can really round out our perspective from just beyond just us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is not a show where, you know, you and I just talk to each other all the time. Like the main point of the show is that we're going to have a guest with us.
Yes.
And we've got our first two guests lined up. The first one, her name is Jade. We actually met at Gen Con.
Okay, nice.
Jade is like, she actually saw me speak at a gaming festival that's here called Damage Camp. Have you ever been?
Nah.
I think you'd really like it. It's in September.
Okay.
It's a really inclusive sort of gaming festival. They do panels. A lot of it is like indie video game design.
Mm, okay.
But they had a little bit of a tabletop thing there last year. So my pal, Shell Khan, who's an illustrator, Shell did like The Yellow King that's just coming out now from Pelgrain.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, oh, you know, we should do a talk about like our educational work. And I was like, cool. So Jade was actually at that talk and saw that I was going to be at Gen Con and found me at Gen Con. We chatted for like 5 hours. And
nice.
I found that Jade is like designs like escape rooms, like high-end escape rooms, and does like taiko drumming. And I'm like, okay, you got to be on this podcast.
Yeah. So speaking of which, this is great to talk about like what is this podcast about? Who do we want on here? And I think the point of this show is to celebrate Asian creators and to have a space for them to talk about their experiences being Asian and like being artists within the analog gaming community, which is why it's really cool. And we're very excited to have Jade on here because it's when we say analog gaming, we mean all sorts of analog.
Yeah. Games. Doesn't it just have to be like paper and pen?
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually I'm going to try out that escape room. She got my my girlfriend and I tickets to the Casaloma one this coming weekend.
Oh, fancy.
So I'm terrified because I'm like, oh, she gave us all these comp tickets. What if we just don't get past the first room?
Ooh, yeah, that'd be a little embarrassing.
Little embarrassing. I haven't done an escape room in a couple of years.
Okay.
But I've always wanted to do this one. So it's gonna be cool. But yeah, like we wanna, when we first started talking about this show, we were like, okay, do we just like shit on like really bad games that appropriate Asian culture,
Of which there definitely are a lot.
There are so many. Or do we like highlight creators and uplift the community and provide like a platform for people to make more positive change rather than just being like entirely negative? Because I'm certain we're gonna shit on games. Maybe in a more positive way.
We will dissect them.
Dissect them, yes.
And review them.
Yeah. But rather than just be like these negative voices, we can be positive voices and, you know, create a space where people can share their projects with like a really wide audience.
Yeah.
And that's why we're really grateful that, you know, James listened to our pitch and gave us this platform on One Shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got back from Gen Con and was really bummed that you couldn't be there.
Oh yeah. Yes. I've heard stories about Gen Con.
Well, okay. Everybody was like, Gen Con, it's going to overwhelm you. It's so intense. There are so many people. And I was like, oh, okay. All scared and everything. I showed up to Gen Con. I was like, wait, this is like 60% of Fan Expo in terms of attendance. And I was like, oh, this is nothing. But when we did the One Shot panel and James, you know, announced the show, there were so many people there. They were just cheering.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I just wanted you to be sitting there at the front of that room next to me talking about the show.
Yeah.
But I was like, Agatha, she wants to be here, but she's back in Toronto.
Yep. I'm holding down the fort.
So people really want a show like this. And I think when we were talking about making this, we were like, okay, are there any other podcasts hosted by, you know, people of Asian descent who, you know, are into gaming. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't think of any.
Yeah.
We couldn't think of gaming communities where, you know, Asian creators kind of got together and shared their projects. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, this is the place for it.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to, I think we've established that one of our goals is to celebrate Asian creators. And then another one is to look at Asian themes in games
Asian themes in games.
And then talk about whether they're appreciating or appropriating them. Yes. This was a part of the pitch that we wrote down. So
not as eloquently, but yes, definitely.
Yeah. And another thing is we want to start being a placeholder so that people can have, this is like a starting point for people to see that, oh yes, like we have a platform for people of Asian descent to talk about Asian games. And this is an opportunity for us to have a voice and then to also have other people come on here, because again, we're just holding this space for people as well.
Yeah. I mean, this is not just for us. It's interesting because like, when I was at Gen Con, I was looking at all the games. I was looking at some cosplay. I was telling you earlier that I saw like an older white dude in yellow face.
Yeah, that's
and
not...
it was like super upsetting. But Gen Con is also the whitest convention I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was like every time I saw an Asian person, I was like, oh, what's up?
Yeah.
Because like there were that few Asian people at Gen Con. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there are a lot more Asian gamers. Mm-hmm. I was like, do they not feel like this is a place to be at? Is there also like... there's obviously a huge socioeconomic boundary with Gen Con. It's an expensive convention.
Yeah, you need some
money. You need some cashola. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have gone if, like, Magpie Games was really generous and they took me on as one of their GMs and covered my badge. Mm. I shared a hotel room. Like, we had a king bed and a twin pullout. Mm-hmm. I shared it with, like, three other guys and we were just, like, spooning. Mm-hmm. Like, I went cheap just to get there. Mm-hmm. And like, that's a huge, like... barrier to entry.
Yeah.
But then I also saw like some, like what was available. I was on the lookout for Asian themed games, mm-hmm. just to see. The Fantasy Flight Games line was insane all 4 days. And I just didn't even bother. I was like, they only have the beginner box for Legend of the Five Rings. Mm. I'm just going to wait.
Right.
I saw one upsetting game though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Already. So you saw this white dude in yellow face.
I saw this white dude in yellow face. And when I was going to the Pelgrane Press booth to hang out with my pals, Pelgrane Press is awesome.
Uh-huh.
They were busy talking, so I didn't want to like stand there awkwardly and kind of wait. Mm. So I was looking through like, I think it's Palladium books, all the Rift stuff. Mm. And I saw this book and it was called Weapons, Armor, and Castles of the Orient.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got like the really cheesy font that looks like brush strokes, yeah, but they're super symmetrical.
Yeah. Yeah. The kind that you always see in like, Chinese restaurants middle of nowhere.
Exactly. It's the Chinese restaurant font. And I was like, it's got the cover and there's like a samurai on the cover.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, like that's not the Orient. This is going to be an episode.
We are going to talk about Orientalism because we ain't playing on this podcast.
Oh no, we aren't playing. Like there's a copy of Orientalism on the table right now.
Oh yeah, there is. I think people, yes. Intentionality is very important. And yeah, that book, I mean, I'm sure they didn't mean to be like hashtag racist.
Well, that's what I thought. So I was like, oh, you know, maybe this is an older book. Right. And I'm like, you know, Oriental Adventures from like AD&D. And then they redid it again. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh, I'll give this a shot. I'll look into it. And I opened it up. I'm like, OK, when was I'm not going to call out anybody, but the author's name was like, I don't think that's an Asian person. Mm-hmm. So I open it up. And I'm looking to see if there are any Asian names in there. I'm like, and I'm like, when was this published? 2002.
Ooh, that's very recent.
I was like, this is very recent. I was like, oh, it's a little upsetting. And I kind of looked through, I was flipping through the yard and they had a couple other sort of Asian themed supplements for use in like any game system.
Uh-huh.
And like basically all of them made Asian culture and Asian themes basically I like romantic, martial in like their combat arts, like, or like places where exotic beings lived, like these like sort of like haunting landscapes and mystical people and places of wisdom. And I'm like, can't Asians just be normal?
Yeah.
Can't we just not be martial artists? And so I was looking through and I was like, ah, every portrayal of Asia is always something mystical and exotic.
In this book.
And I was like, God, we need something else. We need something new.
Yeah. And this is why we're here. We will be talking, I suppose, maybe about this book, but we will be talking about something like this at some point on one of our podcasts. And we'll tell you why it's so problematic. Because it's okay to say that people are wise and or...
Absolutely.
You know, they have martial arts. That's okay. But we're going to talk about why it's problematic always in one package and always about one group of people.
Well, okay. Have you seen Rogue One, Star Wars?
Nah?
Okay. So when it came out, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. It's like a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And there are Asians in it.
Okay.
As main characters. And they're not like the Trade Federation. And they're not like these caricatures.
Yeah.
So I was watching it. Donnie Yen's in it. Like one of my favorite action stars.
Yeah, he's pretty
and
sick.
And he's dope in the movie. And there's this other Asian actor. And his name, slips my mind right now, but he's also this badass character. And they have awesome roles in the movie. They have agency. And I was like gushing about how much I love Rogue One because of that. And somebody was like, oh, Daniel, but like the Asian guys are like fighters and mystical. And I feel like this is a really interesting point because like I was excited even though they fell into those stereotypes.
Yes.
And I feel like this is something we need to deconstruct in a later episode.
Yes, we will. So, everyone, if you're doing a drinking game at home, all of these things are seeds for further episodes. Have you spotted them? Okay, I don't
recommend. It's like we planned this.
Yeah, it's like we made a list.
We made many lists.
And checked it twice.
Oh, yeah. And then thought about all of these future guests.
Yes.
So we have the first two, discounting this one, because this is episode zero.
Yes.
We have episodes one and two laid out. So that's for the months of September and October.
Mm-hmm.
We have our pal Jade, who is a raging Asian woman. That's her group. That's the group, the Taiko drummer group.
Yep.
So she designs escape games. And then we have Kyril Hisham, who is an amazing educator who uses, he does art. So he's not necessarily a game designer, but he uses games to teach people English, which I think is very important because when we say creators, we also mean people in the community who use games for good.
Yes.
And I think he's one of the perfect examples of that.
Yeah. And we will also have an informational episode. We haven't decided which one will come out first, but we will have an episode talking about Orientalism, like we said, and that it should... I believe that will be its own episode.
Yeah, that'll be its own episode. Do you want to talk about like the format of the show? Because this episode is going to be structured a little bit differently than the other ones.
Yeah, this is pretty free form, just chatting.
I like it.
It is nice.
It's nice, but I think what we kind of wanted was we'll have like an introduction, something nice and structured, talk about, you know, the theme of the episode, introduce the guest. So we had this idea that the first, you know, 20 minutes or so would be you and I having a structured conversation. It could be about Orientalism. It could be about games that we think are really interesting right now, news we have. But it'll be just you and I. And then we'll have a second segment with a guest.
Yes. Yeah, so that is what we're planning right now. Depending on the subject and how much we want to talk about it or how much our guests want to talk about it, they might be at varying lengths. But yeah, that is what we have.
Yeah, and I think that's a solid structure from which to work off of.
Yeah, and all the guests, they will be at least tangentially related to the theme that we're discussing or the topic that we're discussing that day.
Yeah, and we've got a lot to do. And when we were thinking about it, we're like, okay, we could do this and this and this. We're like, wait, We're only going to do this once a month because that's manageable.
Yes. And that is that is going to be our schedule because we will be doing a lot of research for this. A lot of times when we're going to be reviewing games related to whatever theme we're talking about, we want to play them so that it's not just from a reading perspective, but we also kind of want to see how whatever tropes and themes come up in play.
Yeah.
And that takes time to, you know, to read and then to play. And also, it's just a very research heavy podcast. So we want to give ourselves enough time to prepare fully so that we're not coming here unprepared and uninformed.
And I think both of our academic backgrounds also lend themselves to that.
Yeah.
Like with your English background and my archaeology background.
Yeah.
And so I think we kind of come at these games from different perspectives.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And I think there's really good synergy between, you know, our strengths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm very excited. I think that we are going to be pretty intense in our explorations of these games. And we are
absolutely
so excited also just about our guests.
I really want Derek Chung on the show. He created Emberwind.
Oh yeah.
They also have the cutest logo, Nomnivore Games.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So I still have their business card from Breakout Con.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cute.
Yeah, it's a dinosaur nomming their name.
It's a really cute logo and a kind of a stark contrast between their logo and Emberwind.
Yeah, Emberwind is it seems very fantastic.
And it's different. It's pretty innovative in what he showed me a demo at Breakout and I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, yeah. We're probably most likely for sure gonna get him on as a guest as well. And then we can go more into that game. Yeah, because the mechanics are very interesting and the way they've structured the GMing and stuff.
But what's also cool about it is that it's an RPG with an Asian creator, but it doesn't look Asian.
Yes. Well, that's the thing.
And I love that. We also have one of the things that we're also going to be doing in like our month is creating, you know, additional content for the One-Shot Patreon.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah, so there are, for the 1,100 patrons of the One-Shot Patreon, so that's patreon.com/one-shot podcast, we're going to create, raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be creating monthly exclusive content.
Oh, yeah.
We have so many ideas.
Yes.
And I think we're just going to follow through with all of them and see which one kind of catches.
Yeah, see which one people like more, because this is for you, Patreon supporters.
Yes.
So you get to sort of dictate what content you get.
Yeah, so we the first one we ever thought about was kind of doing a Let's Play series of Asian-themed video games. And the one we were talking about was Jade Empire.
Oh, man. Jade Empire. Oh, man.
So problematic.
But a lot of people love it.
Well, but it was a hit.
Yeah. It was like an underdog. It's one of those, like,
I remember seeing it on the cover of, like, Game Informer when I was young and be like, oh, a game about Asians, but I don't have an Xbox, so I can't play it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it recently. And because people were saying, like, yeah, man, I love these games. I love, like, I love KOTOR, I think.
Yeah, yeah, KOTOR.
And then it's like the same publisher.
Yeah, BioWare.
Yes.
Yeah, it's BioWare.
I think so, yeah. And then they're like Jade Empire, and I started playing, and I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, oh.
And I heard they made up a language for it.
I don't know. I didn't play far enough.
So we're thinking about doing that, but we also want to do, you know, actual play sessions of RPGs, or maybe character creation sessions of RPGs, where we kind of discuss different systems and what it's like to crack open a book and try to make a character.
Yeah, and then we're thinking that if we're going to play these games, that we would have guests on possibly, and they would all be Asian.
All Asian.
Because Asians represent.
Yeah, Asians represent. I want that on a shirt or a button or something.
Well, we have our logo.
Yeah, shout out to our wonderful artist for that logo.
Oh, yeah, Christine Wang, she did it, and
she knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm super, super excited.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for joining us on this inaugural episode of Asians Represent.
Asians Represent is a part of the One Shot Podcast Network. If you head to oneshotpodcast.com, you can listen to a variety of amazing podcasts like the Character Creation Cast. So join host Amelia and Ryan on a journey to create characters in many different role-playing game systems with guests from across the industry. Just like ours.
Yeah,
but
I
different.
Know. Yeah. So if you have any questions about today's theme or the themes that we discussed on this episode zero, any games we might have mentioned, or have any recommendations for guests and games, or if you are a creator and would like to be on this show, get in touch with us. Where can they get in touch with us?
On social media. So Twitter, it's at Asians Represent, which is AZNS Represent. Or I guess if you're American, it's AZNS Represent. Or at AZNSRepresent@gmail.com. And again, we want to clarify that Asian is all of Asia.
All of Asia.
So if you're Turkish, yes, contact us.
Yeah, get in touch. We want to talk to you. We want to hear your stories. Once again, my name is Daniel.
And I'm Agatha.
And you've just listened to Asians Represent.